You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Although some movie theater chains are starting to reopen their doors, yet another Milwaukee Film Festival decided to move to a virtual platform this year. The Milwaukee Short Film Festival usually takes place over 2 days at the Fox Bay Cinema. But since the coronavirus pandemic hit during the festival's submission period, organizers decided they had to change course. So the 22nd annual Milwaukee Short Film Festival is now online for everyone to access, and it will be showing a selection of their best-of picks from the past 5 years. To tell us more, the festival's director, Ross Bigley, joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
So there's a lot of planning that goes into the Short Film Festival, of course, particularly with film submissions. So when did you realize you had to change course for the 2020 Milwaukee Short Film Festival?
Well, our submission process is pretty long. We are normally started around August and go till June. And our early bird deadline really isn't where we get our biggest haul. We have an extended version of that just so people can take advantage of the lower rates, but they never really do. Our regular deadline is where we get most of our films. And when COVID hit was when our regular deadline submission period was going on, and we saw that film stop coming in around the world and across America. And I was like, okay, this could be a little bit of a concern. And I decided to wait it to see a couple weeks to see what's going on and seeing how people were dealing with COVID. And we decided that it was best to postpone an in-person live event. The thing that kind of drove us to that was Irish Fest, which is a few weeks before us, canceled early on. And we were thinking that, well, that's a sign that we should not have an in-person one, because I think probably mid-March, everyone was kind of wondering when things would get back to normal, and we didn't know if it'd be fine in the fall or not. And clearly it still isn't. So I think we made the right choice at that time.
Right. And so for all of the films that you did get submitted for this year's festival, what's the plan for them in the future?
Well, what we're doing is we do have films submitted. We contacted all those filmmakers, and those films are going to be on hold for next season. We've extended the deadlines to next year. And basically, our regular deadline is going to be probably around, I think it's April 30th, and then the final deadline is June 1st. So people have all this time to submit. We have started getting films back in again. So we're confident we'll have new selections for next year. And we'll probably have enough to put together a good program, too.
Well, and for this year's program, it's still a good one. How did you pick the best of featured in this year's festival? There's 21 films total, and you basically looked back on the last 5 years of all the films you've had.
Well, what we did was I contacted my content manager to see what films we had still available on our hard drives. And we had like a 5 year period of films. And that's kind of mostly when people started sending digital files anyway, so it matched up timeline wise, where people weren't sending in discs anymore or anything. They were sending digital files to us. And we went through the lineup for the past 5 years and started looking at the award-winning films to make it a best of. And there's a few films in there that aren't award winners, but they were clearly audience favorites too. They got pretty high marks from, you know, judges anyway too. So we contacted them, reached out to all the filmmakers, and they were readily happy to help us and put this together and have their work screened again.
Well, and I suppose, do you feel as if it helps because you built such a community around the film fest and the filmmakers that have been a part of it and its overall impact?
Yeah, we have an excellent relationship with our past filmmakers, and many of them have gone on to do great things, and they were more than happy to help us. Filmmakers even come back to our festival year after year to resubmit films, and it's good to having a relationship like that with our filmmakers.
So how have you and your fellow filmmakers been impacted overall by the pandemic? I mean, we've seen massive studio budgeted films maybe go to digital or push off their releases, but the impact is far greater for independent film.
Yeah. There has been filming in the area. I've heard from friends that they've done some things social distancing wise. A lot of times with lower budget fare, you don't have the money to quarantine cast and crew in a hotel for 2 weeks. You know, many people have day jobs or a life. So you have to be really careful. So there's a great concern in that. And we have seen things kind of like start up, but I think my preference is I would always prefer to see something in a theater. I'm more than happy to wait, you know, to see something along the lines of a big event film in a theater with a bunch of people. I'm more than happy to wait. But, you know, we could come to a point where content becomes more scarce, too, where all the stuff that these streaming sites have banked start depleting a little bit, too.
For you and me, I think we'd both agree that seeing things in the theater is one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And of course, that was a big part of this community as well, was, you know, you'd have this festival at the Fox Bay Theater in Whitefish Bay over a couple of days, and there's that community building aspect. And even though it's virtual, do you feel there's still some positive to what you had to do to change the format for this year?
We had to change the format because we had no choice. Mainly because of how COVID affected us. But, you know, the Fox Bay is a great venue. We love being there. They're open. They are screening movies. And they have found a way to supplement their income by building a takeout service with their full menu as well. So they're able to stay afloat. And we've been sharing their stuff on social media to make sure people can order food from them as well, too, to help them out. And we're doing things with our sponsors, too, that, you know, make people aware that they're still open. You know, they have businesses to run, and they're trying to pay a staff and everything, too. So we're, you know, we share things on social media of our sponsors, and we'll have some stuff at the festival, too, pertaining to our sponsors.
One of the unique aspects of the Milwaukee Short Film Festival is your Voices Heard program, which still remains the only program in the city that puts the spotlight on local filmmakers of color. So among Voices Heard and all the content over the past 5 years, what are some of the best picks for yourself that either people can revisit or even watch for the first time? Because this is available for everyone.
Yeah, well, you've been kind enough to judge our festival a couple of years, so you've probably seen some of the films that we'll be showing at this Best Of, and Voices Heard is a part of it. We sprinkle those films throughout the lineup there, and Control is one of my favorites that we have. It's by Allison Becker and Kimmy Gatewood. It's a really strong film. The Homecoming by Pauline Bugambi is really good, too. That was a Voices Heard Best winner, and it's sort of based on her family a little bit, too. We have Ready to Go by Linda Rice. We love that film, and it's interesting that she began her career in the industry as a property master, working on various films and TV shows and all that, and this is her first directorial feature. She sent us a new film, Lancaster Park, which we are going to show next year. We have Home Alone, an animated film by Aaron Johnson, who works at Plum Media, about the suicides that take place or people contemplating suicide on the Home Bridge. It's a very powerful film. We have Hero in Limbo by Van Campbell. It's about drug addiction, how that kind of takes hold of your life and kind of tempers your vision of the world a little bit. So there's a lot of really good, strong films in this festival.
Definitely. And a few of those you mentioned really stick out to me just from watching them quite a while back. And I'm sure other people will enjoy it, whether it's revisiting or the first time watching them. So, Ross, thanks so much for sharing your work.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Ross Bigley is the director of the Milwaukee Short Film Festival. This year, the event is virtual with best of screenings on September 11th and 12th. Bigley joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski,